Humanity is capable of the most beautiful creations and also the most evil. We see creative brilliance in the James Webb Telescope and in art paintings or musical symphonies. On the other hand, we see the horrific destruction of life and culture from war and possibly nuclear weapons and other acts of violence. Humanity is gifted by God with free will, which can bring either joy or sorrow. In the time of Jesus, raising sheep was common. Sheep were very vulnerable and needed to be protected from predators. They were completely dependent upon the shepherd for their safety. The owner of the sheep hired a shepherd to watch over his investment. A committed and dedicated shepherd would fight off any predators and work to keep the sheep together. However, a shepherd, who had little interest in the sheep, would flee, leaving the sheep at the mercy of the predators. Today, the world needs many good shepherds to protect vulnerable humanity and other wondrous forms of life. Jesus called himself the Good Shepherd, who would lay down his life for his sheep and take it up again. He was the shepherd who would lead his flock to their ultimate happiness. Jesus, the human embodiment of God, revealed God as love, as the source of being who is totally and completely love, willing to pour out his life to protect the sheep and bring them home. We may still hold on to the notion that God is a judging and angry God. This was a common theme in the Old Testament. In the book of Genesis, we find after Adam and Eve sinned that God drove them out of the Garden of Eden. However, this is not historical. We do not understand the Bible literally. The ancient Jews were trying to explain in a mythological way why there was evil in the world. God is not an angry God, nor does he interfere with our free will, whether we choose to create the beautiful or choose to harm others. God respects our choices, all the while loving us. The scriptures teach God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God and God in him. God so loved the world that he sent his only Son into the world. If God is love, then God does not judge us, does not punish us, but simply and always loves us, even when we fail to measure up to what God hoped for. In today's gospel, Jesus says, "I know mine, and mine know me." We are always present before God. We are never out of God's sight. God knows us intimately. We may forget about God, not be present to God, nor even believe in God. But we still remain always present to God, who is love. We might recall Psalm 139. "Where can I go from your presence? Or where can I flee from your face? If I climb to the heavens, you are there. If I lie in Sheol, the underworld, you are there. If I say, let darkness hide me and be night, even darkness is not dark to you, and night shall be as bright as day." Jesus has other sheep, too, who do not belong to his fold. Not only does Christ watch over his own, but holds all people in his presence. He will lead them, and they will hear his voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. The Good Shepherd, the God of love, desires to bring unity and harmony to all his creation. While God does not judge us, he invites us not to judge others or even ourselves, but rather to be instruments of reconciliation and forgiveness. Sometimes we must be like good shepherds standing against predators for the sake of others. We love and try to reconcile with one another. We pour out our lives in love. Unless our lives resemble God, who created us in His image, the world will not change. In the book of Isaiah, we read, "All you who are thirsty, come to the water. You who have no money, come buy grain and eat. Only listen, and you shall be well. You shall delight in rich fare. Pay attention and come to me. Listen, that you may have life." While the Good Shepherd inspires us through His Spirit, we still remain free to respond or not. Today's world needs many good shepherds who imitate the Good Shepherd, willing to love and share our lives, and for the sake of others, willing to stand against the predators. We try to recognize all the ways the Good Shepherd already is loving us. We try to embody that same love for others. The second reading from the first letter of John deepens our hope. We are God's children now. Whatever we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. In the opening prayer of today's Mass, the Collect, we prayed, "Lead us to a share in the joys of heaven, so that the humble flock may reach where the brave shepherd has gone before."